You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
This is Radio Free Cybertron. Today's date is March 9th, 2011, and I am Brian Kilby, and we hope you're listening live in the chat so you can participate with our resident troll, Trax. Hey, Trax, we love you. Never go away. Never change. You and your photographic memory, we love you. So I'm Brian Kilby. With me, I have Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rec, Peter, XV, and JD Church. How's it going, people?
I'm in 3D.
You are in 3D. That's awesome.
Wow.
Just like real life.
Just like real life.
Like 3D. Yeah.
Except for red and blue. So how do you like wearing those? Is it like giving you a headache yet?
Yeah. I think I'm going to hurl.
You can awesome. Take them off.
Well, thanks for holding it in until the show started.
No. I got to keep them on at least until I talk about where I got them.
Okay.
Let's make that quick.
I think your doctor would recommend that be the top story.
So, then. Why don't you tell us where you got those?
Sure. So we talked about last week that the preview figure for Transformers 3, the Optimus Prime Legends figure, and from the picture that we saw, I think we – did we not surmise at least at that time that it was just the regular Legends figure with extra bits?
I don't know that we said it, but it's what I thought.
I think
somebody suggested that it might have just been the Legends Prime and Jetfire from
– Yeah, I think I said that even. Combined.
That would have been logical.
Very logical.
Sort but of. It was not. So this is it. It's a new figure for those of you on video. Anyway, there's a lot of video reviews and stuff up online.
Show it again, JD.
Sorry, I'll put it up right there.
There you go. Sure is
so
a truck.
It comes with an extra like jetpack piece that has removable guns and everything. But it's a brand new Optimus figure. It's really nice, actually. And it comes with these really cool 3D glasses. So that was fun. I went to the website and checked out the 3D images. There's a link up on it's at Transformers.com. There's a link up through T-Formers to check that out. If you have the 3D or any Anaglyph glasses. The only bad thing is that the first 3D figure that they have up is Optimus, and he's red and blue, and that really screws with the Anaglyph glasses, so it doesn't really look that great. So, but, I mean, the figure's $10, which may be just a little bit overpriced for just coming with that, but in terms of size, it's like a basic, but... In overall design, it's much more like a Legends. So, or what did we say the new one? It's Legion.
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 We are Legion.
Class.
We are many.
Legion.
With phallic
class.
Tongues.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
But it's kind of cool. Like, wow. You can even have it do a flight Optimus. See, it's like, yeah.
Yay.
Oh, wow. Yay. Anyway. Fly him around the room. Fly him around the room.
His backpack has jets.
Yes.
So, anyway, I don't know who he has to kill to get these in the movie, but.
But he will.
But whoever it is, he will take their face.
No problem.
Hey, backpack, come here.
Lots of face taking in the movie.
Yeah.
So, let's see here. So,
jetpack, come on.
This week we got artwork for the BotCon set. It looks pretty neat, honestly. What do you guys think?
It's a good story setup.
I'm just thrilled that they have a female in the group.
Yes.
It is a nice looking bit of art there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And story by it. So apparently this is what Marty was working on.
Yeah.
When he said he was working on BotCon
stuff. That he couldn't tell us, so.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty nice.
Pretty nice.
Good you know stuff. Who else Good talked stuff. About the...
Oh, yeah. Who else? Who else talked about that, JD?
I think that might be Derek J. Wyatt.
Yes.
We interviewed him this past weekend. So
yeah, if you didn't check that out, you need to listen or watch that. You can go to tfradio.net or tformers.com or any of the other outlets. We have it on YouTube and we have it in normal podcast form as well. So yeah, it was about half an hour long. That's what we try to shoot for. He talked about the thing I think most people wanted to talk about, of course, was the BotCon set. But we talked with him about. His career
pretzels.
And his projects and pretzels. But it's interesting that I want to talk to him about the controversy, the made-up controversy, really, about about Wreck-Gar being a Motor Master and where that came from. And lo and behold, he doesn't know either. So, so my general opinion, and we talked about this a little bit, guys. What do you think? Motor Master, do you think he works as Optimus, or do you think it should have been Wreck-Gar? And I have various reasons why it shouldn't have been Wreck-Gar.
It's pretty obvious it's going to be Prime, because if you looked at the Allspark Almanac, there it is.
Yes.
Yeah, and even Derek said that. Yeah,
it's like, they're like, hey, Wreck-Gar would have been perfect. Well, in hindsight, it kind of would look like him in truck mode, I guess, but this was the plan all along.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at I think people who wanted Wreck-Gar as a toy don't own the frickin' toy, or have never owned a box, or don't own a Funpub Botcon toy. The plastic quality—it's softer plastic with the Funpub stuff. So that Motor Master toy would have been an engineering disaster if it had been made from soft plastic. So yeah, that would have been a bad idea. The Voyager Prime is a fantastic toy. I think we'll like this a whole lot better than some sort of crappy Wreck-Gar.
You know, I think the most interesting thing is a lot of people like turned to Derek and said, Derek, why did you do this? It wasn't even his call to be on. I mean, when it came down to it, the entire set was already selected before he even got to it. So
yeah,
I mean, all he really did was the designs. He didn't even get to pick who was who. So
who's your favorite of the toys?
Of this set?
Wild Rider.
I don't know. I think I'm usually going to be partial to Breakdown. So
I like Breakdown a lot. I like Wild Rider, but darn it, I'm really partial now to Motor Master. I wasn't that crazy about Dead End because it's, you know, jazz. But yeah.
It's Ricochet with a beard.
Yeah.
Thing is, though, with Wild Rider is, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but he's totally the Hatbox Ghost from the Haunted Mansion, which is like
probably not intentional.
Well, he's got the same eyes, the one crooked, one big, and Lockdown was designed to look like a phantom in a long-tailed tuxedo coat with the skull like head. So you put on that whole tuxedo type thing, you put the ghoulish face on there. It's like, dudes, it's like the Hatbox Ghost with no box to put his head into.
Somebody tweet Derek J. Wyatt and ask him that. I wouldn't, you know, I wouldldn't put that past him based on
actually he said. I think it's probably more of a Scooby-Doo type look, considering he does that too, but it's like, man, all he needs is that head and a hat box, you know, just, and it would be him. Oh, of course, green too, and not red, but we're talking about Transformers, not ghosts.
Yeah.
Transformers. But we got some breaking BotCon news right now.
Oh, really?
Oh,
thanks, sir. Chat.
What's the BotCon news?
Twitter.
TransformersClub.com has updated, and they have a couple of pages from the TransTech Cheetor comic, I believe.
Ah, cool.
So you get a glimpse of his characterization and what he does.
Let's pull it up.
Cool. Written and drawn by Greg Sepulak and Trent.
Cipher. Trent.
It's a two-page story called Moving Violations.
The writer of this has – no, the artist of this and writer has slept on my couch. Can you say that?
Not at the same time.
I went bowling with him in luchador masks. That's awesome. Great dude.
He is a great dude.
That's awesome.
I guess this is a good time to also say that Funpub released the actual image to the figure, to the Transsex Cheetor figure.
It's Don T-Formers?
Yeah. Exclusive. Yeah.
Let's check that out.
It's a brand new head mold, which is it's pretty sweet, actually. I think it looks better than it sounds. It's like Cheetor is blur. Oh, really?
Oh. Well, I didn't realize. Okay.
That blur was Cheetor.
Yeah, exactly.
The blur was Cheetor.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I mean, people had mentioned it, and I didn't realize until talking with Derek on Sunday, that, and I'm pulling it up, that the blur from Animated was an homage to Transtech Cheetor. So this is literally full circle. The toy is literally is really meant to be Cheetor. So
you're a little slow on the uptake, aren't you?
I know. That's pretty fantastic.
I must have missed that part. I was listening to it, but I must have missed that.
We might have missed that.
That was in post.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's on a recording somewhere. But.
Yeah, I've got it recorded. Just haven't posted it.
It's cool. Yeah, it does look good. You know, actually, since for whatever reason his head, the new Cheetor head, seems, it probably is a little bit bigger. I guess it feels bigger than the original Blur head, but it actually looks more in proportion to the body. So it looks really good. Mm.
Although I think Derek even said it didn't quite come out the way he was planning, but it still looks good. So
yeah, needs to be flocked.
Reading that comic, I want.
They need to like skin tennis balls and just cover him.
Yes, actually, I you know that sounds like a retool.
That's a custom waiting to happen.
Yeah, a boring weekend. Yeah,
with a bunch of like destroyed tennis balls.
Just to like shave some tennis balls. What you need is a bottle of Elmer's. You need a bottle of Elmer's. A bag of Bic razors and a tube of tennis balls,
and you an X-Acto knife.
An X-Acto knife. You can get yourself a furry Cheetor.
Yeah, God. I don't want a furry Cheetor.
We're not condoning a furry.
You kind of already is a furry.
Yeah.
Him and Batman.
Yes. Okay. So has anyone watched the Dark of the Moon game trailer? I'll be honest with you. I have not.
I watched that.
Surprisingly impressive.
Pretty sweet.
Is it on T-Formers? I ask again.
Yep. It is indeed, sir.
Okay, I'll pull it up.
T-Formers has all the good stuff.
Yeah, man, you know, if I was wanting Transformers news, that's exactly where I would go. T-Formers.com.
It is where I go.
Exactly. Here's the trailer. Let's pull this up. Stolen from GameSpot. I'm kidding. They have an embed code. It's not stolen.
It's referenced.
No, we didn't steal it. And we gave them credit.
Yes.
Yeah. They appreciate stealing that. Is not...
You know, that is the best-looking movie game ever. Far and away.
Yeah. Okay, so far we're seeing all the cutscenes, though. So
there's some gameplay footage in it.
There is, absolutely.
Okay.
And one really awesome part at the end.
Like halfway through, and I'm seeing all cutscenes. Okay, that looks like gameplay.
Yeah, there's gameplay in there, and it looks good.
Spoiler alert. Strafing.
Awesome.
Strafing? That's what's awesome. That?
Hang on one second. It's almost there.
I wonder
you mean
how many...
you can move and shoot at the same time?
It looks like they're actually incorporating this like mech tech thing into like that's sort of the amazing thing is like with the last chainsaw nice
yes
give me your face no seriously give
no
it
really
me.
I'm gonna chainsaw
and your
it
arm
off.
And your
chainsaw your face off but like with the last
best
movie
find ever
they had like the mech alive gimmick and that was such a like a non-gimmick that it didn't even matter. But now they've got the mech tech with the guns and stuff. And that seems to be actually in the film and on the figure. So it's like, it's like there was thought put into it. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing.
Well, yeah, I mean, the mech tech's a lot easier to, you know, play into something because it actually does something.
Yeah. I hope all five of them come together and combine their weapons into a big weapon and to destroy a
that would be
monster.
Or is that sort of...
Keep picking it up right now.
You just need three, because you could do like the mini-con ones where you had like the sword and the shield and the gun.
I was just hoping, hoping it'd be a Power Rangers ripoff.
Yes.
Why not ripoff Transformers? That's... rip itself off. There you go.
Ripped off of good.
Obscure mini-con gimmick. Oh, yeah, those things that made the sword that came out in, like, 15 different colors.
There's Rob's cat.
Yep.
He's expected back again.
And there were two versions of that sword, weren't there? I think so.
There were
two different mini-con sets. XV?
Well, and there was plenty more in Japan, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, so...
Taste the rainbow of Star Sabers.
Yes.
Oh, there was a bajillion of those.
Yeah, the Star Saber. Oh my gosh, there were so many different recolors.
And there is even a few different versions of the Energon Saber retool.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Yeah, that's right. Energon Saber. That's the one. Yeah, that's the other one.
Minicons were so awesome back then. Oh,
God, yes. I love Minicons.
So amazing.
Wow.
Boxes.
Keep it in.
No. Love them.
No. I was playing with them this weekend. I pulled out a bag with about 50 of them. I was like, yeah.
Yes. Like, them all out on your desk like a freaking army.
Yeah, take your classics and show them up your ass. It's about Minicons.
You got to have your Cyclonus nearby, though, so you can hook them up and do the gear. Oh, yeah.
And turn his little trigger and make their little thing go do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yes.
Give it ever.
So, okay, we have
that was fun.
Yes. I'm pulling this up right now. We have a lot of new toy leaks this week. Let's see here.
Put your diaper on. We got toy leaks.
Yes. Okay, so... I guess this is what? Deluxe Bumblebee. Pretty nice looking.
Yeah, I kind of like it with all the stuff.
I do too. It's kind of like a DeLorean Hotshot.
Wow.
It is like a DeLorean Hotshot.
Okay, yeah.
So you take Hotshot and you take the DeLorean from Back to the Future.
Somehow you get Bumblebee.
Yeah, somehow you get this Bumblebee.
And you get the mech tech thing on the top. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's like Wheeled Warriors is living on in some fashion. There needs to be boogers hanging off
two
the bad
bots
guys.
Enter. Aliens. One bot leaves. Two bots.
Leader class Ironhide, Sentinel Prime, and Bumblebee. Ironhide, for once, looks great.
He looks like the movie.
Don't forget he also...
What, Peter? Go ahead, Peter.
He oddly enough, he's got a little storage in his ankle area. He can put a sword in there.
Interesting.
In his ankle? Which figure is Sentinel?
No, Ironhide.
Really?
Yeah, the last
sword or a dagger?
It's like a... a dagger.
I was going to say, that's a really small sword.
It's really weird because he can really somehow... he somehow cracks open his ankle and then he sticks a dagger in there just in case.
It would be awesome as if that happened in the movie and he just rips a piece out of his own leg and uses it as a sword. That would be...
Or he's like, oh, my ankle just broke. Hey, look, a dagger.
That's what Chuck Norris does that.
I didn't even know I had driving claws.
He commonly pulls his own bones out and uses them as a thrusting weapon.
Sentinel Prime package looks nice.
That's ripping off Power Rangers again, JD.
He does look really nice. I really like that red.
Yeah, I do.
I do.
Bumblebee.
It's too bad he's going to die.
Everyone's going
spoilers.
To die.
An empty? No, that's not an empty package. That's actually Megatron in package. It just looks like it's an empty shell.
I think it's a mock. I think it's a mock-up.
Yeah, it's a mock-up.
But still really wants it. Wants it. I do.
I love the pseudo Sandrock cape thing that he's got going on there.
I like that. That's really
more
nice.
Transformers need cloaks.
Yes.
Until the idea gets old, and then I don't want them anymore.
The problem is, with the cloaks, we have quite a few of, fans, project, third party, capes, and unless it's for Predaking or something from Zone, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. What was the figure from Energon? Who was the guy from Energon that had the I guess that was Armada that had the big
Scavenger.
That was Scavenger.
Oh, yeah,
Scavenger.
I need a cloak for Scavenger. That's what.
Yes. He showed up being all anime mysterious with a cloak that somehow hid the giant treads for shoulders he has.
I need a truck stop poncho for my lockdown, just how he was wearing at first.
Wind did the same thing. He was good.
And General Techno clued me into there's a Cad Bane figure with a hat that basically fits movie Lockdown.
Ooh.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. It's funny.
I got to get one of those.
Ooh. Oh. That's a good point. Sentinel Prime is big red.
Sentinel Prime is big red. That's awesome. Who came up with that?
Carl.
Yeah. Carl Ballmer. We love Carl. God, Carl's awesome.
Go Carl.
Carl has to write that into a fanfic.
Yeah.
Nice.
It'll be awesome. Carl, this for us, please.
Yes. let's see here. Let's go ahead. We've got lots to talk about. Let's go ahead and jump ahead. E-Hobby United 3-Pack delayed until early April. I might be able to afford it by then. That's awesome.
You probably won't be able to get a pre-order by then, though. The Autobot set, I believe, has already sold through.
Yeah, I don't want. I obviously don't want the Decepticon set, but man,
yeah.
Never mind.
Mm.
I'll live. I haven't even found a Retgar yet. I have no Retgar. I am bereft of Retgar.
Hey, you know what?
Screw you, XV.
Look at that. There's your Retgar.
Yes.
Yeah. Only one I've seen so far is Laser Prime and Bumblebee again. I haven't seen Retgar or Cup or anyone yet here.
See, but you know what, Retgar, you'll never be able to own? United Retgar.
Mm.
It pre-sold out and nobody can get anymore.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
I got Scourge and Cup, but I haven't. I mean, that's the only thing I've seen. Those were the only two I found. So, is Wheeljack out yet, or when is he going to be?
Wheeljack is shipping to Big Bad Toy Store right now.
Triplet should have his right now. His Big Bad
but
Toy
as far
Store
as on the shelf.
Who knows?
Oh, okay.
No, not on the shelf yet, but it should be soon.
Yeah, Triplet's order should arrive today. I actually should probably find out if he's listening. ping me.
And speaking of stuff being on shelves, finally, the Reveal the Shield Voyagers have started showing up in actual stores.
What I want is the Reveal the Shield Legends.
Mm.
Yeah,
they've been in Ireland, they've been in Europe for like a month, but...
Yeah.
We also need that next Scout assortment so some of us can actually own Windcharger.
Yes! Where is my Windcharger?
That's going to be a little bit of a problem because it's only two to a case.
Oh my god. Well, at least I live in Oklahoma eBay. Where I'm not like competing with anybody.
I do compete with people and I live in the butthole of the earth, so
how does where I live?
How many
Are you
of these
sure you don't just live on the wart adjacent?
How many of these toys do you think it's gonna be like we'll never find until like Dark of the Moon stuff's in high gear and you're like walking to a Ross and holy crap, look at all the Retgars and Windchargers.
I found crap.
That is entirely possible.
It is. I saw animated Retgar once, and I skipped it because the box is all beat up. I found, you know, now you there's like a bajillion of them at Ross, but it took me like 2 years to get it.
You know, I wasn't looking for the Red Rampage from Revenge of the Fallen, and apparently a lot of people had a hard time finding it. Go to Ross. There's like 1,000 of them at every
and
Ross.
And the EVAC recolor of Blazemaster?
Yeah.
That was in the same assortment. Those are around Ross now, too.
Hey, let's...
And all those canceled G.I. Joe vehicles, for that matter. Yeah. I mean, just, Ross is great for that kind of
stuff.
There's
just one canceled G.I. Joe vehicle, isn't there? It's the repaint of the Night Raven.
No, the Lava Pod assortment started showing up, too.
God help me. I know it's sort of mixing things, but I've got that same shirt, Rob. The Legend of Zelda shirt, I have the same one.
Oh, I forget there's a camera here.
But I would love to do a 5-10 minute G.I. Joe section, but that will never work, so I'm not going to. But there's some great G.I. Joe stuff coming out. Lowlight just looks amazing. Chris, Triplett, and I keep like lusting over that thing. We're going to fight each other if we only find one and we're together at the same time.
Maybe so they can do a special.
Like a Pon Farr sort of.
It will be exactly like that. It'll be just. Yes. I'll be Spock.
Cue up the music.
Yes. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about the next episode of Transformers Prime. So this is our spoiler alert, and this here is this week's spoiler alert.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Okay, that was the spoiler alert for
there you go.
This week. So the episode was Convoy. Was it Convoy? It was Convoy.
Yeah, it was Convoy.
Convoy, yeah. Yes. Job.
I didn't think I was going to like this episode, but I did.
It was actually pretty good.
It was.
Yeah, it was good. Of course, I credit most of that to Agent Fowler.
Agent Fowler is a quite fun character.
Yeah.
Good old Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
But I kept thinking how much more amusing it could have been if it was Fanzone.
Ah,
yeah.
This is why I hate machines.
Yes,
and you know if Clancy Brown's character was the Angry Archer.
Clancy Brown. I was watching this episode and I'm like, he sounds familiar. That sounds like Clancy Brown, but he doesn't sound gruff enough to be a Clancy Brown character. And I kept listening to it. I'm like. Sounds like Clancy, but this isn't Clancy Brown. He's not over the top and crazy. But Clancy Brown, I love Clancy Brown. I mean, you know,
yeah, Clancy Brown makes everything better.
Of course, I'm a huge Highlander fan, so you know, of course, I've been a Clancy Brown fan since like the 80s. So anything he's in is awesome. But I really like this episode. The concept of it just really should turn me off, but You know, we got a lot of great action. We got something kind of like suspense. We got you know, like heart to heart character interaction, like when Jack thought, you know, they were going to die. You know, and it just runs the gamut of emotion.
Continuity. We got continuity. That's the big.
We also got evidence that there's more than five people in the entire world.
This is
yes.
So far, half the humans we've encountered are evil. Yeah.
Actually, more than half now, I think.
Although
and
I did have like
Autobots are going to be up against humans as well as
like an animated
Decepticons.
Yeah,
and yeah, exactly. I like
more
the
than one conflict. Woo yeah.
There's the one part though where I was kind of like when they went into the tunnel with the train, and I was like, oh okay, they're going to offload, and then like later, like when the MacGuffin wasn't where the bad humans expected it to be, then they did the flashback. I'm like, really? We're gonna flashback.
You're
we didn't just know too that. Genre savvy, JD.
Like we needed.
Yeah, but it was for kids. The kids needed to see it so they could get it.
Yeah,
It was a really fun episode. But why didn't they just Earthbridge the damn thing to where it needed to go?
They said that they couldn't because of the
radiation.
They said it would destroy the whole planet.
Okay, yeah. I was hoping maybe it was cheating or something when
they
said it.
They said there was a plot device that kept them from doing it. So
yeah, okay, like I was clearly missed that part. I was like,
"Aren't they?" It was at the very beginning, like right at the very start.
I literally missed the first 3 minutes of the show. I thought
you missed the whole episode.
Yeah,
I was probably yawning or something.
Brown Bridge.
Yeah, you know, the whole time they're like, oh God, these humans are, could you just ground bridge those attacking humans somewhere else? I mean, if I had this ground bridge, I'd use it as a weapon as opposed to transportation. It's like, hey, the Decepticons are really not capable without Megatron. And here's this human. Could you just ground bridge them to your side of the planet till we get done?
Can't be that high.
No, they're moving. Well, so is the train and the kids just.
Yeah.
And then, of course, just like every week previous, Ratchet's probably the best character in the series.
Yes. What's great about Ratchet is he's really lazy, if you'll pay attention.
He doesn't do anything. He never leaves.
He has like an excuse every time. I need a shit here, Prime, and scratch my ball. I mean, do computer work. Y'all might need the ground bridge. You know these kids got to do something, Prime. I know I'm more capable than Bumblebee in any situation. Primal, okay? I know you're as old as I am, but I'm the only one who shows it, man. I don't got no matrix.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I think everyone else is a couple of million years old, too. You know what, Prime? Just I got to work on the ground. You know, the scraplets were here a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's afraid of fighting. I mean, that's essentially...
I hate these kids, by the way.
Prime. So is he first aid, or is he just a wuss?
No, he's just a crotchety old guy.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to fix much. He's like, oh, there's something biting me. What do I do about something biting me?
You know, Cup is a crotchety old guy, but he's not afraid of a fight. So
no, he loves fighting.
Yeah.
Ratchet doesn't want to do anything, and he can't figure out how to keep something from biting him.
But general impression of the show in general is positive for me. I think it's really good. I think it has a lot of potential, and this episode just furthers my reason.
Yeah,
I think this is like my favorite episode.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say I think this is one of the weaker episodes, just because basically all we did was just have two bad guys show up and introduce each other to each other pretty much, and then that was it. You know, they conquered whatever it was they're conquering on them, but you know, and it's good, but like I really liked the Scraplets episode, and this didn't hit the same high as the Scraplets episode did.
I agree with Amy. It's not my favorite episode, but I just the concept of it, I should hate it, but I clearly don't. It's good.
It was fun. I will look forward to the next episode just because it's hitting a really good stride right now.
It's the only thing I'm DVRing and actually watching. Go ahead, XP.
I think I like this episode because it's building more of a world for them to be in.
Yes. You know, I'm with
adding,
XV.
It's adding to the mythos of the series.
Yeah, I'm with XV. I think this episode actually made me feel like it's, you know, like you will need this episode to watch stuff that goes on later. Whereas the previous couple of episodes could have happened in, you know, either order, and other than one comment about scraplets, you wouldn't have known the difference. So, you know, this episode, it feels like, is building towards something, and that's more of what I'm interested in.
Yeah, I sort of have a comment about the series, and it's just a real early thought. But of all the Transformers series so far, and this isn't necessarily a compliment, but I think the producers of the show would consider it a compliment. This is the most G1 series we've got since G1. At least it's the most season 1 and 2 of any Transformers series that we've ever gotten.
Mm-hmm. That's a fair assumption.
It really feels like the early, you know, season 1 of Transformers, the original series. So, I mean,
playing basketball yet.
Not yet.
Give them time.
Yeah, it's almost certain.
Wheeljack's already made one appearance. He's going to ass kick up some stupid dinosaurs instead of make them. But you know,
that's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, what happened while you're in space? On purpose.
Prime, I hits my head. Yeah, you know, these are swords.
So, hey, John, what's going on in the chat this week?
Well, you know, I think we got the biggest reactions when we were talking about BotCon, Stunticons. And of course, I guess the big comment is, or one of the big comments was that, at least some people in the chat kind of wish that they combined, but,
they do combine. I mean, Motor Master and Dragstrip combine all the time.
Nice. Oh, snap.
That was not rehearsed.
They do have a gestalt mode, though. It's modded in. It's called eBay After Sell Juggernaut.
it would be awesome.
I keep telling you, BotCon attendee exclusive color coordinated rubber band bag.
Yes.
Rubber band bag.
What were you thinking, Peter?
I mean, if FunPub actually had that kind of capital to create brand new molds, that'd be awesome. But
Or even like a third party attachment kit, you know, to like actually put them together.
But I think it would be so ridiculous. Who
knows? It would be so gangly and nonsensical to be worth doing. Yeah. I mean, I would pay to see that.
Those figures are all deluxes. I mean, they're the same.
Yeah, but they don't
same size.
So what? But how are they going to combine? Are they going to stand on their hands, or is that going to be the feet?
No, I mean, you just have like a connection kit with like a series of like connection clips.
Yeah.
Okay, and they make a gigantic sea urchin. I mean, what happens?
Say it would be great. I just said it would happen.
And then the connection set can become the circus apparatus when it's not.
What, John? Nice.
Clearly, guys, let's just go to Toys R Us and get a thing of Kinects.
Or silly bands.
Silly bands, man.
Or Cinemajigs. We can just get some Cinemajigs.
Silly bands are so 2010, man.
Cinemajigs will make you forget.
Look, if we somehow were able to get an add-on, I think that it would connect. It would combine a lot worse than Thomas the Train here. Oh, crap. That's true. I just lost another
beast. I don't know, man.
I don't know. You know, one of the things is like, the thing about like kits these days is essentially like it's everything from like the forearm down, it's feet, it's all these connection points. Like the kits are becoming so, I guess, overdone these days. It's not like just a matter of, it's a couple of slabs for feet and a couple of fists. You know, we've gotten to the point where it's two new Transformers that form basically entire arms and shins and, you know, all this other stuff. I mean, look at the Bruticus kit. Bruticus kit is insanely complex. Awesome. And like, it's awesome too. But I mean, it also like, I don't know, it feels like it doubles those toys' mass. You know, it feels like
That's made for toys that already combine.
Exactly. These toys don't.
Well, I mean, complicated. It would probably be more along the lines of, I guess, in terms of like amount of plastic, it would basically be like City Commander, I guess, if not a little bit more plastic.
What I see happening if anyone tried to engineer a way for the Stunticon toys to combine, it would basically be G1 Devastator again.
What it would be is the only way it would work is it would have to be like a Transformers version of Puzzler.
The exosuits.
The exosuits. That's it. I'm sorry. The exosuits. Where essentially, you know, you put them in vehicle mode, and then there's clips that attach them together, to make like a Devastator, yeah, or not a Minosaur style.
What I was going to compare it to would be like the MicroMaster combiners, how you have that hip piece that, you know, yeah, you attach the legs. And, you know, you had the last one that left, that's left over, that just becomes like the tail. You just bend it like this and you stick it in there and it just hangs, mm-hmm, off. They would all be like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I always appreciate the helicopter butt parts.
Yes. Anything else, John, going on in the chat this week?
No, that was the big one. That was okay. A big one.
Hey, Amy.
Yes.
Tell us about Ongoing 17.
Okay. This is going to be fun. And spoiler alert, if anybody's listening, fast forward 5 minutes if you don't want to be spoiled, because we're going to spoil the heck out of this.
Oh, are we?
Oh, snap.
Oh, man. Wow.
I only do this for you guys, you realize. Okay, so issue 17, written by Mike Costa, and the art is by Alex Milne. Two characters do some really out there things this issue. Pretty much, yeah. Megatron tries to one-up Optimus Prime and ends up getting his partner shot in the face.
His partner. I love that. Partner. His roommate.
His best loyalist, Soundwave, gets shot in the face, man.
Soundwave gets his head blown off, or the top of his head blown off.
Sweet.
And then in turn, on top of that, what was that?
No, go ahead.
Oh, and then after that, because of the precarious situation that Megatron kind of left a couple of the Autobots in, a human gets killed. By Jazz!
It's the most absurd thing I've ever seen in Transformers fiction.
How did he do this?
There are four things, at least, that are just, like, horribly, horribly wrong with this issue.
No. Well, Amy, how did Jazz kill a human being?
He shoots him. Point blank.
Totally slags him. Totally slags him.
He murders a human.
He murders a human.
He was trying to protect Autobots.
So, Bumblebee...
They were held hostage by Megatron guns, and
there are at least two
of his guys, like, you know, hurt. So he comes in there being the special ops dude that he is, that can be absolutely precise, and he blows a whole guy away.
Who at Hasbro approved that?
This is so wrong. I mean, I'm just like,
you don't even need to aim. You just shoot. His whole body just goes away, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
So the guy had the Megatron gun on Bumblebee, and Bumblebee's talking the guy down. The guy's like, oh, well, maybe I shouldn't. Jazz pops out. I'm going to kill you. Boom. He blows him away. But you know, Jazz is the character, the least likely character in Transformers to, you know, it's like, let's go eat some Cheetos and listen to some jazz. Oh, you know,
that sounds like a good idea, actually.
He's the least likely to character kill anybody, much less a human.
But he just completely annihilates him. Who at Hasbro said, yeah, let's do that. That's great. Go ahead and do that. That's fantastic.
Extreme.
And that's after this whole Megatron thing. So Megatron is, like, so calculating and cold and methodical, and Prime shoots Soundwave in the head, and suddenly he QQs, takes his ball, and goes home. What?
Megatron just picks him up and just flies away.
Saved him when he was shot in the face.
I don't care. Megatron wouldn't give a slagging crap.
Guys,
you know what? I mean, it's like,
you forgot the obvious
thing right there in front of him.
What, Rob?
You forgot the obvious thing. Megatron's favorite Journey cassette is in Soundwave currently.
Good point.
Dang.
That's a good point, Rob. That's a darn good point.
We got to fix him. His eject button's broken. I love this.
Megatron's got Optimus right where he wants him. He's got the humans. I mean, it serves no purpose other than a plot point reason to try to get Megatron out of there to have the humans stand down. The writer's got – I mean, he got backed into a corner and came up with a ridiculous way to come out of it, and then had a main character do something that is so out of character for them. I mean, there is no way to overcome that. Like, that can never be undone.
I wonder if we can
cannot be unseen.
Can we get the license to the Transformers comic? Do you think, how hard would that be?
I don't know. But, I mean,
good luck.
Money.
Like, Jazz has to die. There is no way. There is no way for
maybe
that character.
Maybe then he can be reborn as Ricochet.
Yes. or new jazz. I was going to say
they have to call them new jazz.
But my thing is, you know, I would have a hard time imagining Hasbro letting the Decepticons just blow a human away like that point blank. But
they did last issue.
But point blank, just like that, killing
them. Just like that. Megatron blew a whole crew of guys away last issue.
It's just so vicious the way it was done. There's a thing between blowing up a ship or something and having collateral damage and putting a gun to somebody and just saying, hey, dude, you're dead, and just pulling the trigger. And it's almost cold blood, really. And he's an Autobot. He's the good guy.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why I say, like, Jazz cannot come back from this. There is no way for this character to overcome that. He will always be the guy that killed a human.
And even if they said, oh, the human was actually an android, evil android from the future, doesn't matter.
You know what? His defense could be, all that hip-hop has made me crazy.
No, I mean, I can see the character angle of saying that, like, before the Autobots are, like, protecting the humans because they're kind of defenseless, and now that they have these guns, they're, you know, more equal footing, but that's still BS. I mean, that just does not matter in this instance.
Yeah. They're here to protect.
If you've been following the whole ongoing arc that they've been going off of, they're kind of leaning toward this thing. And they mentioned it very early on and ongoing how they were going to try and kind of shell Optimus Prime. And I think that's how they're doing that, is that they're showing under Optimus Prime's command these type of actions happen because he's the one that decided to make them stay on planet Earth. And because of that, it's affected the troops, which has caused them to get to the point where they're willing to blow a human away. And I think that's where they're getting to, is the fact that he is going to take himself... Either Optimus Prime is going to take himself completely out, or he's going to be taken out by others because they're going to shelve him. I think they're going to shelve him for a little while so that they can bring out like Rodimus Prime.
I would like to see Grimlock lead, or you know, Rat, or Rat Bat change sides and lead. But I really want to see Jazz develop a coke habit after this. Man, I can't believe I did that. Oh, I feel better now. Oh God! Yeah.
I mean,
I want to see.
I'm just appalled. I can't even. Like, I never want to read this comic ever again. I never want to buy anything from IDW ever again.
I think it was awesome, and for ironic purposes,
they're putting the characters in these shades of gray. That they're not all perfect, and that they
shades
have
shades of gray.
No, that is no, that is shades of gray.
It's not a shade of gray.
It is black. It is a shade of gray. It is a gray because his friend was in danger. He did what he could to save him. I mean, friends.
Actually, it's not gray. It's just like this red smear on the ground.
No, it's actually would be gray. You didn't see it. He was completely engulfed.
He didn't really use the gun. That's kind of embellishing. He could have just thumped him, you know.
I
can't. Ray has wreckers for having shades of gray, so, you know, hey.
But yeah. They're wreckers. They're not Jazz.
And they do that crap. They do that crap to robots, not humans.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. They've been changing. Didn't you read it?
Who's been changing?
You know, there's
it crosses a line. It crosses a line.
I have to wonder.
The reason why I say they're going to shelve somebody. They're using this as a way to get people to understand why Optimus Prime can no longer lead anymore. And you know, because if they would have just taken him out, they did. That he quit, and what happened? The fans raged. We're still raging about it.
But this is still not. I don't know.
What should totally happen? Optimus should stand aside, and Drift should become leader.
Yes. And Autobot shall rise from our ranks.
The entire army is smiling and somehow winning.
I thought Optimus Prime resigned. I thought he gave up.
He kind of
did, but it's like
back in charge when Bumblebee.
He's like, Bumblebee's the leader. Okay. Guys, just do this instead.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Bumblebee's leader. Wink, wink, nudge. You know.
When JD, you were talking earlier about you don't see how this slipped through Hasbro. I have a theory of how this slipped past Hasbro. There's this old story that Simon Furman, just a goodness, just to test the waters of what he could get by with, that he once submitted a story of a goat farmer having sex with a goat as a Transformers story treatment to see if Hasbro was even reading, and apparently it came back approved. So he was like, I guess I can really do anything, and they're not really noticing. I think at this point they're like...
Is that true, Rob?
I don't know how true it is or not, but I've always heard this story that he basically turned in the story of... He said he did it as a prank just to see if they were really reading his treatments. And it was a story about a farmer having sex with a goat.
That's awesome. I want to read
this. And it came back approved.
And yet they wouldn't let Drift cut off Lockdown's hand.
Mm. Yes.
Nah, lame.
Well, and that's because
they wanted it to work in a different direction. They were coming to them telling them what they wanted.
But also, you got to think, like, with the Drift and Lockdown and things, those are actual toys that they're selling, as opposed to Ongoing, which is just
jazz. I mean,
Ongoing is essentially IDW, the comic that IDW wants to do, whereas the movie tie-in and stuff is the stuff that Hasbro's making them do.
Well, yeah. Also, you got to think, by the time when the Drift comic was being presented to him a couple of months before it was released, they had a little more focus time. Now it's like, this damn Dark in the Moon thing is just right around the corner. It's crunch time. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Ongoing, we don't care. But there's not even toys for that. We don't even.
Well, there's Jazz, right? Yeah. Oh, Jazz is in it? Okay,
Will
cool.
Jack. It's got a new toy. Will Jack is in it, too.
Yeah, they but got those new toys are, out. They're like, not like based issue, on those molds, so.
Yeah, okay. This works out. They got new toys. They're in the comic. Hmm?
Okay, let's finish off the comic talk. We have people wanting it to be over so they can listen to the show. So
okay,
any news? Any news?
Oh no!
Actually, that's it. That there isn't any other news other than next week we're supposed to get an issue 2 of Foundation.
Okay, let's go ahead and jump to the Wiki Spotlight with Chris McFeely. This week it is
awesome.
Headmasters.
All right, and thanks, Brian. Again, this is the TF Wiki Spotlight, which every week. We do right here with the amazing Chris McFeely. What do you have, sir?
I have relevance. I should try to make these more relevant, but sometimes just that there's an interesting thing crops up on the wiki, or we have a new spotlight article, or, you know, a new featured article for the month. But this week I have sought relevance, and following the news that Shout Factory is currently working on bringing the Japanese Transformers cartoons over to America, we've had them for years over here, personally, I don't know what's keeping you, I have decided for this week's Wiki Spotlight that we'll take a look at the Headmasters cartoon. The Headmasters cartoon article is, well, it's basically what you would expect. I don't know how much I can tell you about it. You get yourself an overview of the making of the cartoon and the ideas that went into shaping the different take on the universe, the general Japanese continuity. I mean, strictly speaking, the Japanese continuity begins much earlier than this with mangas and Scramble City and things. But this is the clean break. This is the evident period of diversion, digression, whatever you want to say, where the continuity is like irreparably split apart. You got a section talking about how they came to these decisions and some of the meanings behind the choices, an overview of the storyline, the full voice cast for the massive cast that the show has, and I suppose most importantly, you've got a list of episodes in there, and every one of those episodes is their own article with a complete write-up and all the usual things you can get from a wiki article. Actually, come to think of it, this was one of my first major projects that I did for the wiki, now that I think about it. This was, I just wrote up all of these in like a month. I was going away on vacation and I tried to cram this into 1 month, trying to like write up one day before I went away. So it was basically the first like full and accurate episode guide for Headmasters on the internet, basically, I guess. And I guess it probably still is, because you can't beat the wiki for anything like that these days. And you get a list of home video releases down there across Japan, the UK, and Australia as well. But that list will soon have to undergo some modification with your upcoming much-belated release. Not much more I can tell you about it, just to say go and check it out for yourselves and see what's awaiting you with the Headmasters, this week's Wiki Spotlight.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
They're more, much more than you ever imagined. The Transformers. Watch as the battle between the Autobots and Decepticons reaches an incredible new level.
Autobots, transform and roll out!
More excitement than ever before. The The Transformer.
Now every Saturday morning at 7:30 on Channel 41 WDRB.
In a cold, far away world.
This is Stan Bush, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Fighting the war for Cybertron. Till all are one.
Transformers, defenders of truth, robots who fight in disguise. Transformers.
Jet formation!
Jet transformation!
Transformers!
The aerial bots are taking their shots. Some of both blasted Combaticons. They can all change and be rearranged to form a super robot, Superion. The Combaticons are roaring. Onslaught is roaring. Here's one metamorph in Duricus. They all combine and kick Superion's behind as a big bad battle in Bruticus.
That was brutal.
No, that was Bruticus.
Transformer Generation 2 aerial bots and Combaticons each sold separately.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So we are back. Hey, JD, what's going on this week in history?
March 10th, 1992. That's way, way back there. The Transformers movie, the original motion picture soundtrack that was re-released to CD. Is that the? I think that's the one with the kind of gray.
Yeah, it's got the
stylized.
It's got the off. Oh, you mean it's got an off white, kind of like an eggshell white, I guess. Case.
Yeah. That's that one that we all ended up buying for years, like from like that 92 to like 99 or whatever. So yeah, that came out. So
that
Scotty Brothers Records.
That is awesome. I have that somewhere, and it's a treasured part of my collection.
Yeah, I digitized it. It's in a case in a box somewhere. In the
I don't listen to CDs, but I have it.
No. Yeah.
I have mine signed by Vince DiCola, and then I lost the CD.
That's awesome.
Oh, snap.
I was like, what the hell?
I had to interview him.
Mine was signed by Scotty Brothers.
He's probably not busy. We could interview him.
Probably.
That would be cool.
Vince, when you get off,
I haven't talked to him in years. Huh?
Really nice
interviewed
dude.
Him with Cold Hard Slang.
Yeah, he's great.
I've never actually met him. Dude.
I bought him dinner once, and he was extremely appreciative.
What was it?
Steak.
Dude. Any artist that you buy them dinner is going to be appreciative.
Well, especially someone named Vince DiCola who probably could have used it.
Oh, dear. He's still,
so much for that interview.
Yeah,
thank you for that comment. He's not Million Platinum who's like,
he's still living off Rocky IV, dude. Yeah. I mean, you know,
he's no movie bad religion.
Every time you watch that movie, he gets like a nickel.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying he's not the level of success where he won't appreciate a measure like that where he's like, oh, yeah, you know what? I just paid your house note with a sneeze.
Right.
He's like, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, he's got that somewhere. He's like,
unicorn steak.
Yeah, you just made his day. He's like, man, I really appreciate this. Thank you. You know, he's not blown up yet mentally.
Okay,
but he will be someday.
That's true.
Hopefully.
So XV, why don't you intro this week's topic? Since it was I haven't actually read the thread on AllSpark, so I'm untarnished by the opinions.
Reading the thread on AllSpark is not very important to the overall idea anyway. Okay, so the eHobby 3 packs that are coming out now in the beginning of April. The pack in Bios and Fiction definitively link Cyclonus and Scourge to being Skywarp and Thundercracker.
Not this again.
As with many of these classical arguments, such as what color Rumble and Frenzy are, the least little thing that changes just stirs up the whole thing again. But it brings up a really important question. Why does it matter?
Exactly.
Why does it matter who Cyclonus is?
It doesn't matter, but to some people, I guess it does.
You know,
it doesn't matter.
Okay, talk it over.
This is one of those things that has been debated so much. I mean, this was like an every other week topic on ATT, you know, from 98 until now. I'm sure it's on there. But, you know, the thing is it's a matter – what it ultimately comes down to is a matter of taste. You can be factual about what you see on the screen, but ultimately it comes down to which you prefer in your head. Does it matter? No, because the characters are completely different. So there, one is not like the other. Neither, whether it's Bombshell or whether it's, you know, Skywarp or whatever, it doesn't matter. They're completely different.
You know, actually, and even if it says definitively that's who they are, two things to take into account. One, it's Japanese fiction, which is separate, of course. Mm. You know, Matrix Forever, whatever the name of the movie is not Transformers the movie. There are differences. So that's one. Two, and I hate to cite this, but on Alt Toys Transformers Classics Moderated, and God help me, it was decided by the Decepticon apologists that authorial intent doesn't count. So, you know, even though the packaging says evil Decepticons, it doesn't matter. It's what they do. It's the deeds they do, and they're actually nice guys. So what the authors, what the creators intended doesn't count. It does, but you know, there are some people. It's what you make of it. It's entirely what you make of it. So if you want these characters to be these characters, sure. If not, screw it. You know, to me, Cyclonus is honestly probably just Ratbat. You know, sure, Ratbat showed up after that, but he transforms. He goes back and forth because he's that powerful.
Awesome.
You know,
you're Cyloning, John. If you can disconnect, reconnect.
He is from the future.
Yes.
Yeah, that Mac thing again.
Yeah. You know, the thing is with the whole Cyclonus and Thundercracker thing is, Wreckers 4, Skywarp tells Cyclonus he didn't like him when he was a bug. You know, it's kind of, it's already in the fiction, and now it's in the fiction. Well, I mean, it's different continuities, and there's, what does Wreckers count as, one universal stream? But if we go to the same whole thing, wasn't it officially said that Cyclonus was made from life spark?
So yeah, that was one of the origins.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, like, that character has a lot of different origins anyway. So, I mean, it just doesn't matter. It like I said, it's like there's two Cycloneses on screen. One of them is one of them the other. Who knows which is supposed to be which? I mean, one's closer, but that doesn't. And it's just been debated to death.
One Cyclone and one's his Armada.
It doesn't matter. Because why? Because they weren't paying attention when they animated it, and they weren't paying attention when they wrote the dialogue for it. Because they didn't think that a bunch of anal retentive nerds would give a crap 30 years later.
Well,
25 years later, JD.
We're the 25, same.
Yeah. 25.
Get it right.
Like, man. It's not going to be the same in 5 years?
No, it'll be completely different.
Will. Okay.
Or worse.
This will be a...
something completely different, and then we'll all be raging about it for the next 20.
Mind you, this is the same group of anal retentives who still argue either Ironhide or Ultra Magnus was Dion, even though now we have a Dion toy and found out what happened.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he turns out he's neither.
Nope. Doesn't matter.
But, you know, Ironhide actually didn't die in the movie anyway.
Neither did Braun.
Mm. Neither did Braun. Oh, yeah?
I don't know. Prowl didn't die, according to my fic, but nobody read that. So.
No, I didn't read that.
If there's one who definitely died, it was Ratchet, because you didn't see his ass pop up anywhere else ever again. It's like,
yeah, even Wheeljack lived through.
Didn't Ratchet show up in Headmasters at some point?
I thought that was Wheeljack.
That was a reflector guy. Yeah.
Incorrectly colored.
Yeah, Carl. In my story, he became an owl. Thank you.
Oh, that's. I bet that was the most emo fanfic ever, JD.
No.
But isn't it Prowl 2 who became the owl? God bless that stupid Prowl clone thing.
It was on the card.
I love Spy Changers so much.
It was on the card for that Transmetal 2 Prowl. That
he thought he was the original Prowl.
He thought he was, but see, I actually wrote a fanfic where that happened. So
I need to finish my Optimus Minor fanfic at some point. I'm reading it. And it's like, man, this is actually really good. Someone would want to read this.
I need to write the fanfic where Spy Changer Prowl 2 is just like an obsessive stalker of the original Prowl.
I felt bad for Prowl 2 because it's like Sideburn got a Spy Changer toy, X-Brung got a Spy Changer toy, Prowl, nope, this other dude just comes in and bees the new Prowl.
going back to the topic, I want to flip it a little bit. No, it doesn't matter who these characters are. What matters is that we don't know who these characters are. What matters is it's not conclusive, so that we can argue about it. You know, if there wasn't these ongoing things, you know, that people always bring up, Rumble is red, Frenzy is blue, Rumble is red, or, you know what I mean? If it wasn't for this, where people have their opinions, like in the interview, John capped the interview off with to Derek J. Wyatt. It's like, you know, Rumble, is he red or is he blue? And, of course, he said blue because he refers always to the cartoon. I'm like, nope, sorry, wrong. But the cool thing is we all have those opinions. And it's because, you know, there's room for conjecture. It's inconclusive. And I think by conclusively saying that a character that, you know, Scourge and Cyclonus, you know, explicitly saying who they are, I think it kills the fun.
I think also on a different note that when you try to distinctly make this new character be an old character, it diminishes the new character at the same time.
It does, because they stood on their own, completely separate from Bombshell.
Right, you're trying to deny the new identities.
And what a great character Bombshell was. I mean, my God, who cares?
He said everything twice,
Yes.
No, that was Shrapnel.
Oh, yeah. My mistake. Yeah. My mistake.
Get them right. There's only three of them.
You know... Didn't the original script say something like they were just made of parts of corpses anyway?
Probably.
Like the original authorial intent was they're made of dead parts, okay?
Well, I know that's how it was done in the Titanium Scourge bio.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. I've got Titanium Scourge. I've never read the bio.
Yeah. Now you're getting really geeky.
Have you ever gotten laid, XV?
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Oh,
sorry.
Gosh.
Wow.
My gosh.
Okay. On that note, Twitter Theater.
Congrats, XV. Way to go. I love XV. Yeah,
welcome back, Troll Brian.
Diana Troll.
Welcome back.
You in about 10 years.
Yes, I am an evil, awful person. Hey, Rob, what? Yep. I didn't even see Twitter Theater. Was it posted this week?
It was. It was.
What was it?
It was some heavy metal stuff for you guys. It was honestly, this one was just a little comedic video someone made, but I thought it was so cute I had to do it this week. It was a guy showing you how to do death metal lyrics. He said, "This is how you do death metal lyrics without hurting your voice." And he pulls up the Optimus Prime voice changer helmet.
It
shows you how to properly use it, and then he starts singing metal. Rah, rah, rah.
I'm going to tfvideo.net. I'm going to tfvideo.net to pull this up. Yeah. John Barnes, expert of everything. I doubt that.
Hey. You can't prove that.
Ah, so he's just literally fast forward. So he's
basically just saying how heavy metal is really, singing heavy metal is bad for your throat and all that, and you need to watch out because later in life, you know, your voice will be damaged, you know, and it can't be healed from all the screaming.
So he's basically. He's basically just leaning on Gary Chalk's screwed up throat to do this.
Makes we all sense. Should.
In the kitchen with that.
And it's the Gary Chalk version of the helmet too. So more power to him.
I love Gary Chalk, and when I say that, I'm just talking about, you know, the years of smoking that you have to do to be a voice actor. Like
yeah,
that.
To get those pipes.
To get those pipes. Gary Chalk is like
it's
my
all
favorite.
Cancerous.
Gary Chalk is like the best interview we ever did, and I love that so much.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yes.
And you know why it's the best interview we've ever done?
Because Transformers are better than crack.
Yes, because Transformers.
Transformers. It's better than crack.
Yes. Yeah.
That and when he couldn't remember Jetfire's name, that was pretty special.
Are we going to run like a scientific test on that at some point?
Actually, no, Jazz is doing coke, not crack, so...
Yeah, that's completely different.
There has to be a Transformers fan out there who could... Actually, if you're listening right now, and if you do crack or if you've done crack, email us at contact@tfradio.net.
Tell us whether that is better than Transformers or not.
And let us know.
You need to start having like a happiness log for us.
Yes.
After all my years, I'm pretty sure there's some meth heads in the fandom.
I know, of course.
There's two.
And a good portion smokes a lot of weed.
So, yeah. At this point, there are rich trans fans. There are poor trans fans. There's doctors. There's meth heads. It's one big happy family.
You know what's awesome, dude? Crunch up a Skylynx and mix that in.
Oh, my God.
Man. How about a Fort Max if you're really rolling?
Yeah. Mortar and pestle and start to.
That's like, get us out of here, Brian. That's like, the robber barons who would roll cigarettes.
Yeah.
And,
hey, Rob,
and
if we ever make
bills.
It big, we're going to snort an e-hobby Megatron.
Yes. we're going to buy a black Zarek because, you know, it's just powder in a box from all that gold plastic syndrome.
Yes.
Oh, you're going to see if it's just like little gold around.
There'll be a girl behind us with sushi. She's
awesome.
You know, sushi plate.
Awesome. Okay, so that's Radio Free Cybertron for this week. We will be back next week. If you're watching live, stay tuned for New Soundwave. It's going to be awesome.
The Pokemon show. Woo.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.